The sixth parak starts out with Mishnah Aleph explaining to us exactly where in the land of Israel the halachas of Shemitah are kept. And in fact, we are going to divide up into three geographical areas, as we will see based on the following historical background, that when Yeshua brought Klal Yisrael from the Midbar into Eretz Yisrael, they were successful at conquering certain areas. And there was a Kedusha associated with the areas that they conquered, and that Kedusha lasted for approximately 800 years until Galus Bavel, which was a Galus Bavel right after the destruction of the first base of Mikdash. Klal Yisrael went into Galus to Bavel for a time period of 70 years. The Kedusha that existed from the Ole Mitzrayim, we're calling Ole Mitzrayim those who came out of Mitzrayim, were in the Midbar, although the generation passed away, it's called Ole Mitzrayim, still led by Yeshua into the land of Israel. That was the Kedusha Rishona, that was the special Kedusha that the land had. But when Klal Yisrael went into Galus, after the destruction, or at the destruction of the first base of Mikdash, that Kedusha went away. 70 years in Bavel, and now Ezra leads Klal Yisrael back from Bavel, and the Kedusha is reinstituted in the land of Israel. However, the lands that were conquered by Ezra were not identical to the lands that were conquered by Yeshua and the door that came from Mitzrayim. So now we have the lands, and in fact, what's interesting is, even with the destruction of the second base of Mikdash, the Kedusha that was instilled when the land of Israel was conquered by Ezra and the Ole Bavel, that Kedusha remained. That Kedusha was Kitcha Shata, V'Kitcha Latila Vo. It was sanctified for that time and for all future generations. Well, what we're going to see now is we're going to have different levels of Kedusha depending on what lands we're talking about. But fundamentally, the real Shemitah, as we'll see, the Doraisa Shemitah is kept only in the lands that the Ole Bava, led by Ezra, conquered. So we'll see that shortly. So Shalosh Aratzos L'Shvius, we actually have three geographical areas when it comes to the Shemitah halachas, the Shviz halachas. Number one area, number one is Kol Shiyachziku Ole Bavel, those areas that were conquered by Ezra when they were Ole from Bavel, when they came up from Bavel. And the geography is as follows: Eretz Yisrael from the southern part of Israel, Va'ad Kesiv, and in the north up until Kesiv. There are two relevant halachas here. Lo ne'echal, literally, it's not eaten. Here the Bartanura explains, what does that mean? Lo ne'echal, that if anyone grew produce, vegetables, etc., in violation of the halachas of Shemitah, it's prohibited to eat those. And he brings a second explanation, that it's not permitted to continue eating. And he says, this is the main explanation, lo ne'echal la'achar shvish b'lo biur. We've talked about in the past the halacha of Beir, that at a certain point when a certain produce is not available anymore in the field to the animals, we have to take it out of our houses and we have to be mafkir, we have to make it hefker, ownerless, and we can re-own it, or there's a machlokis, if we can retake possession of it, or it has to be given to the anim. But what the point here is that the Bartanur is saying is, without doing biur, without doing that process, it's prohibited to eat that produce. So that's why it says in the Mishnah, lo ne'echal, it can no longer be eaten until the biur is done. Then in addition, v'lo ne'evad, and also you can't work the fields during Shemitah in general. We have all the halachas, the oraisa, the rabbanon, and the restrictions of not working our fields, plowing, etc. during the Shemitah year. So that all applies in geographical region number one, Ole Bavel. When it comes to geographic region number two, v'chol she'echziku Ole Mitzrayim, all the areas that the Ole Mitzrayim led by Yeshua conquered, but the Ole Bavel did not conquer. So they're going to be strips of land indeed, Mikaziv, Vad Hanahar, Vad Amana. So we said in the north part, that's when Ole Bavel came, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was reinstituted from the south of Israel all the way up to the north in Kesiv. But there was a strip of land as well from Kaziv going to the east, Va'ad Hanar, until the river in the east, Va'ad Amana, that was a place in the west that only the Ole Mitzrayim conquered, but the Ole Bavel did not conquer. So strictly speaking, because the Kedusha went away with the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash from the Ole Mitzrayim, there was really, on a Doraisa level, there's no Kedusha there, there's no Shemitah there. So the Mishnah continues, Ne'echal, indeed, we can be lenient. There is no halacha that you can't eat the Shemitah produce. It can be eaten, even if people planted in violation of the Shemitah laws, even if there was no biur, you can continue eating that produce. No problem, because it's out of the zone of number one, where Ole Bava conquered. Nonetheless, Chazal instituted that even in this land, on a derabbanan level, we have to stick with the halachas of Shemitah. So that is area number two. We don't have the restrictions on eating, but we do have the restrictions on working the land on a derabbanan level. And continuing, number three, min hanahar ume'amana v'lifnim, going further north from that nahar that we just mentioned in geographic region number two, and from amana, that other place that we mentioned, geographic region number two, going further to the north, even though those areas were actually mentioned in the Torah, nonetheless, we have no restrictions, either Doraisa or on a Durabana level. Nechal, you can eat it without biur. Venevad, you can work it during the Shemitah year. There are no restrictions whatsoever in this third geographic area. As in addition, with the rest of the areas outside of Israel, there are no restrictions during the Shemitah year as well. Mishnah Beis is a fairly complicated, short, but complicated Mishnah, and it talks about another area, quote-unquote, of Eretz Yisrael, but it's not really of Eretz Yisrael. It's called Surya, and what Surya is it's an area that was conquered by David HaMelech, but he conquered it out of order, and what that means is Eretz Yisrael was supposed to be conquered in of itself before conquering other lands around Eretz Yisrael. And David HaMelech went and he conquered an area of Surya before Eretz Yisrael was completely conquered. So accordingly, Chazal view this as a kivush of the Yachid, of an individual conquest by David HaMelech. And halachically speaking, this area of Surya did not take on the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Nonetheless, indeed, Chazal did treat the area of Surya like Eretz Yisrael with certain respects, but not all respects. So as we'll see that, certain requirements and restrictions apply to Surya as it applies to Shemitah, but not others. And on a high level, further background, during the Shemitah year in Eretz Yisrael, we have to leave the lands open so people can come in and take the produce. It's hefker. They can take the fruits of the tree, etc., because that is public domain. They're allowed to come in and take it. And however, if somebody guarded his field and he doesn't let people in, there are certain restrictions on him. He's doing an Esser. He had to let them in, but he didn't. So accordingly, the Torah tells us that if somebody is an Eretz Yisrael proper, on a Doraisa level, if somebody has a guarded field not letting people in, there is a restriction on him that if he has the produce, if he has the fruit of the trees that is still attached, he is not permitted to work it in its normal way. For example, he is not allowed, as we'll see in the Mishnah, he is not allowed to, when it's still attached, he's not allowed to harvest it, etc. In a normal way, he has to do it bishino. He has to do it in an unusual manner. So that is on a Doraisa level. If the produce is attached, it has to be worked on with a shinui. On a derabbanan level, Chazal extended that even if it is detached, for example, it's already been taken off the trees, there are also limitations, and anything done to it, for example, threshing it, also has to be done with the shinoi. So in Eretz Yisrael, if somebody has a guarded field, either Doraisa or Derabanan, whether it's detached or detached, a shinoi is required because the person is guarding his field. And what our Mishnah deals with is, how does all of this apply to Surya, that land that David HaMelech conquered? So as we're about to see, that Chazal extended these requirements only if the produce in Surya is attached. So if it's attached, the people in Syria would be required to work that produce, the fruit, with the shinoi. But if it's already been detached, then they will not have the requirement to do the work on the produce with a shinoi. So that's what the Mishnah says. Osim betalish besuria. When we have in the area of Syria, we're talking again about a guarded field. If somebody has talush, it is produce, fruits that have already been detached, you're allowed to work it in a normal way, and you don't need to work in a shinoi, in an unusual way. Avalo b'mechubar. However, if it's still attached, then Chazal extended the requirements that if you're working in your field, it's not on the field, but on the fruits of the field, whether they're attached or detached in the land of Israel, you need a shinoi. So too in Syria, if they are b'mechubar, if they're still attached, you need a shinoi as well. So now we're going to bring examples to this. If we are dashin, which is if we're threshing, these are talking about when the grains, when the fruits of the trees have already been detached. So that's when you thresh it. It's already been detached. Vizorin and winnowing. Vidorchin, if we're crushing the grapes. Uma'amrin, and we are gathering in the produce. That can all be done in Syria without a shinoi, because, as mentioned, this produce has already been detached, and we don't have the restriction accordingly in Syria that we need to work with a shinoi. However, if it's still attached, then the requirement of a shinoi applies even in Syria. V'lo kotzrin, you're not permitted to harvest the grain. V'lo botrin, we're not permitted to harvest the grapes. V'lo moskin, we're not permitted to harvest the olives in the normal way, because these are situations that they are still attached. We can't do it in the normal fashion. We have to do it with a shinoi. And now we're going to end off with a general principle that's a little bit complicated, how it's worded. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, this is the general principle. Shkol shikiyotze bo mutar be'eretz Yisrael. This calls this coming to teach us that anything in the land of Israel proper, on a deraisa level, it can be done without a shinoi. We're talking about when the produce is detached. So on a deraisa level, we mentioned that you are allowed to work when the produce has already been detached. You don't need a shinoi. But Chazal instituted that on a derabanan level, we require a shinoi. So if that's what we're dealing with in the land of Israel, put the same situation in Syria, osim oso besuria. If that's the case, we're talking again about a guarded field, and we're talking about produce that has already been detached, that it only requires a shinoi on a rabbinic level in Eretz Yisrael. In Syria, osin ota b'Syria, you can do it in Syria even without a shinoi. Mishnah Gimel talks about regrowing of onions. What does that mean? So in fact, upon research, it's possible to grow onions either from seeds. That's the normal way to grow vegetables. Take a seed, plant it, and it grows. But you can also grow onions by replanting an onion or even a part of the onion, cutting the bottom part off the onion, putting it in the ground. It will grow and grow an onion. So we're talking about that in our Mishnah with a number of complications. So Mishnah Gimel says as follows, Bitzalim, if we had onions that were from the sixth year of the Shemitah, and we picked them in the sixth year of the Shemitah, and we went and we replanted them, and during the Shemitah year, Sheyardu Alehem Geshamim, so there was rain that came down and watered those onions in the ground, Vitzimchu, and they actually regrew in the seventh year during Shemitah. So is this sixth year produce, or is this Shemitah produce with Kedusha Shviz? So the Mishnah tells us it depends. Im hayu ha'alim shalem shchorim, asurim, if the leaves are literally black, but it doesn't mean black, it means a very dark green. So it shows that they're very healthy. Indeed, that there was rejuvenation. There was actually growth of this onion during the Shemitah year from that rain. So we can tell by the quality and the color in particular of those leaves. It's asur. Asur means it has kedusha shvi'is, even though fundamentally the onions grew in the sixth year, but we replanted them in the seventh year and we see there was growth. And that growth in the Shemitah year gives and imbues that of the onion with Kedusha Shviz. On the other hand, Horiku, if during the Shemitah year the color of the leaves growing out is pale, it's a yellow, it doesn't look very healthy, Hare Elu Mutarim, that is Mutar. What Mutar means is it's not Kedusha Shvi's, that's still considered sixth year produce, and it is permitted and has no limitations of the Kedusha Shvi's. That is opinion number one, that we look at the color of the leaves to see if the Kedusha Shvi's becomes imbued because there's growth in the Shemitah year after those onions are replanted. Rabbi Hanina ben Antigonus Omer, he has a different test. He says, even if those leaves are pale, but the leaves are strong, that still shows that there was growth in the Shemitah year and it has Kedusha Shvi. So he says as follows, Im yocholim lihitalesh ba'alim shalem, if we are able to pull those onions out of the ground, we're able to pluck them out of the ground by just holding on to the leaves, that shows that the leaves are strong regardless of the color. We don't care about the color, if they look pale or not. They are assuring they are going to have Kedusha Shvi'is because obviously there was growth in that onion during the Shemitah year. So that's the Machlokas going from the sixth year into the seventh year. Do those onions have Kedusha Shvi'is? Now we're going to say Ukeneged Kain. In contrast, in reverse, now we're talking about, and you can see that the Bartanur is very long on this, but we'll just say it outside. We're talking now about an onion that followed suit. It was grown in the sixth year, and we pulled it out, and then it was replanted improperly against halacha during the Shemitah year, so it has Kedusha Shvi'is to it, but it was pulled out after a little while. There wasn't that much growth during the Shemitah year, and then it was replanted in the eighth year. That's a Motzei Shvi'is. So Motzei Shvi'is, the eighth year, is the first year of the new cycle, and there was growth again. So we have growth in the sixth year, a little growth in the seventh year from Shemitah, and growth in the eighth year. In that situation, Mutarim, it is not going to have Kedusha Shvi'is because there was significant growth in the sixth year. There was also some growth in the eighth year, and because of those growths, that really nullifies the growth that we had in the Shemitah year. So we combine the sixth and the eighth, and we say that this does not have Kedusha Shvi'is, and accordingly it's mutter, it has no limitations, as if it was Shemitah produce. This is not considered Shemitah produce. Mishnah Dalet is a very important Mishnah, and the question that we grapple with is, Shemitah has ended, when can we start buying produce in the markets, in particular vegetables, and we don't have to assume anymore that it is Kedusha Shvi'is, that it has the Kedusha of the Shemitah year. When can we assume that it is from new produce that was grown after the Shemitah year? So Mishnah Dalet says as follows, Mei Masai Mutar Adam Likach Yarak B'motzei Shvi'is, when are we permitted to buy vegetables after the Shemitah year has ended from somebody that may be an Am Haaretz, who we are concerned he's not strict about the Shemitah laws, but we can assume now at this point that it's not vegetables, they are not vegetables that grew during the Shemitah year. So the Mishnah says, Mishiyase Kayotze Bo. When we look in the fields and we see that the produce, the vegetables, this specific species in particular, has grown to the same level of ripeness as what they are selling in the marketplace, then we can assume that what is being sold in the marketplace is not Kedusha Shvi'is, because we see that it is available on the fields up to that level of ripeness. So for example, if somebody is selling carrots of a certain size in the market, and we can look to the fields and say the fields indeed have carrots of that size, then we can assume that's what is being sold in the marketplace, that no longer is from the Shemitah year last year, but is from the new eighth year vegetable produce, from the yield of this current year. So the Mishnah continues in discussing, how about if you live in an area that the vegetables, for example, those the peas or the carrots, are not yet readily available because they haven't ripened fully yet, but there are places that, for example, you're in Yerushalayim, and there are places like on the Galil or the Golan that vegetable has ripened. So the Mishnah says, Asa HaBakir, as long as there is a location which has ripened early, that's Bakir, it ripened early, Chutar B'Afil, it is permitted to buy that type of vegetable in a place, even though it will ripen a little later, because we can assume that they brought it from the place that has already had its vegetables ripen early. Now we see a dissenting view, much more lenient view. Rebbe Hiter Likach Yarak B'motzei Shvi'is Miyad. Rebbe says you don't have to wait at all after the end of the Shemitah year. You can start buying vegetables immediately. And his rationale is, why don't we have to be concerned that they're selling Kedusha Shvi'is? Because we can assume that vegetables were brought from outside of the land of Israel, because at Rebbe's time, the majority of produce was brought from outside of Israel. It wasn't grown in Israel. And accordingly, when you are buying in the marketplace, you can assume that it was brought from outside of Israel, which would lend to no Shemitah concerns. Mishnah Hay discusses the exporting of various items from Israel to outside of Israel, and we will also focus, obviously, on Shemitah produce. So the Mishnah says as follows, in Motzin Shemen Sreifa, it's not permitted to export Shemen Sreifa. Shemen Sreifa is talking about oil that has become Tame. It was actually Truma. Truma is dedicated to give to the Kohen, but it became Tame, and accordingly the Kohen even can't do anything with it. It has to be burned. And as we'll see shortly, it actually has to be burnt in Israel. So you're not allowed to export Shemen Sreifa to outside of Israel. That's all the time, not even during the Shemitah year. All times, all years, you're also not allowed to export produce that has Kedusha Shvi'is, the fruits of Shvi'is, fruits that are grown in the land of Israel during the Shemitah year that have a Kedusha Shvi'is, Me'aretz, the Chutzaretz, from Israel to out of Israel. And the reason for both of these, the first we already said, because Shemen Sreifa, oil that has become Tami, that is Truma oil, and it disapplies not only to Shemen, but all other produce that is Truma, that has become Tame, and has to be burned in the land of Israel, so don't export it. And a similar concept with the Peirus of Shvi'is, fruits that were grown in the land of Israel, as we've talked about a number of times, there's a chiyuv of biur, that at the time that produce is no longer available in the fields to animals, in the fields in Israel, that has to be brought out, and we have to do the biur tekes, we have to do that procedure of making it hefker, and then we may have to give it to anim, or maybe we can own it ourselves, but that mitzvah, chiyuv, a biur, has to be done only in Eretz Yisrael. So until biur is done for sure, that produce has to stay in the land of Israel. It cannot be exported. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shamati Beferush, Rabbi Shimon says, I have a Masura, I heard explicitly that Shemotzin, the Surya, that we can export these items to Surya. Surya, as we talked about in Mishnah Beis, is a land that was conquered by David HaMelech. So we have here Rabbi Shimon disagreeing with Mishnah Beis that we said that Surya fundamentally doesn't have the same Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, doesn't have it at all. We say Chazal extended certain things did, but fundamentally it doesn't have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. We see here that Rabbi Shimon is saying it does have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, so accordingly we could also export the Shemen Sreifa and the Peir Shvi'is from Eretz Yisrael to Surya, because Surya is considered part of Eretz Yisrael, Ve'in Motzin, the Chutz La'aretz. However, these items cannot be brought outside of Israel to the rest of Chutz La'aretz, but Surya, according to Rabbi Shimon, is not at all considered Chutz La'aretz. Mishnah Vav deals with the situation that Chazal instituted that despite the fact that the mitzvah, the chiyuv of Trumas and Maisros only applies in the land of Israel, they extended it to certain other countries as well. For example, Bavel, Surya, the country that we've been speaking about, the David HaMelech conquered, and also Mitzrayim, Moab and Ammon. And we're dealing in our Mishnah with the situation that Chazal had a concern that if we are required to take Trumas and Maisros outside the land of Israel, Kohani may leave Eretz Yisrael proper in order to collect their Truma, and that's how they supported themselves, so it'd be understandable they need to support themselves, so they'd leave and go to places where they had Truma coming to them. But the concern was that there is a prohibition to leave the land of Israel unless an exception applies permitting leaving, and this would not be an exception. So we're creating a situation that Kohanim would be leaving the land of Israel in violation in order to pick up their Truma in the countries that Truma is a rabbinic requirement. So Mishnah Vav says as follows, Ein mevi'im Truma mechutza la'aretz la'aretz. In order to avoid the problem of Kohanim leaving the land of Israel to collect Truma outside of Israel, Chazal instituted that there's a prohibition to bring Truma from outside of Israel into the land of Israel. So Kohanim, they may want to go and collect it, but if they can't bring it back into the land of Israel, that would be a disincentive to them for actually going and getting that Truma. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shamati Beferush, Rabbi Shimon says, this rule of not bringing Truma from Chutz La'aretz into the land of Israel, I heard explicitly that there's an exception to that shemivim is Surya ve'ein mevi'in mechutz al aretz, that you can bring from Surya, and this is Rabbi Shimon's view, as we saw in the prior Mishnah, that Rabbi Shimon held that Surya had the status of Kedusha, like the land of Israel. Accordingly, he was of the view that you can bring the Truma from Surya, but the rest of the areas outside of Israel, those you cannot bring the Truma into the land of Israel.